Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. So give me a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call me, feel free to email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com is the email address. Once again, the email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I also social network, so I encourage you, hit me up on the social network tip. I am Smooth Drama, obviously. If you have Facebook, you can go to my Facebook group, the Smooth Drama Show. Myself and Mr. J will add you, and we can talk a taste on it. I would love to hear from you and have you jump in the group. It is crazy. It gets wild from time to time. Well, all the time. And just basically Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find me, whatever social network you're on, you find me there, I got you. I would love to hear from you, and I look forward to hearing from you and talking the taste on it, because I'm sociable like that. Now, I was going to say, first, welcome to the Smooth Drama, the Woman Show, where we highlight women and not objectify women. Women's folks, is that like a word, women's folks? That's like a double negative, right? Like women's folk, because folk, if I just say women folk, that would work. But women's folk is, anyway. I found out that it was International Women's Day. I was like, man, there's so much you could talk about with that. But it's like, If it's International Women's Day, technically, because of the way the world feels about women, you just don't say shit, right? It's like, you know what? It's International Women's Day. I'm not going to say nothing, because that's how we feel about women anyway, right? We do lip service, and you hear folks talk about women, but when we talk about women, especially when we talk about our women, we talk about them in measured tones that are derogatory. And, you know, the fact that women have to fight for their rights is you're demonstrating. There's a little demonstration student party in Milan, Italy, where they're calling for, you know, gender parity and, you know, fighting against gender violence. Gender parity? Because we start talking that gender stuff, that goes away from, like, women, and then it goes to what? It goes to a battle that I don't understand, and I ain't trying to understand, because frankly don't care about it. I mean, I care about women, but when they start saying gender, because, you know, you have them conversation when people start saying, okay, so what's your gender? What do you care about gender wise? I'm like, I don't know what that shit means. I just know I'm a male. I have a penis. I like using it. And females, well, I'm not going to be crass. that would be me being crass, right? I don't want to do that. But, we start talking about gender roles. I take care of mine. That's what I do. And whatever the other gender does, that's what they do. Two fingers, deuces. That's my gender argument. So, there were all kinds of strikes. There was the campaigns, the Me Too campaign, the Time's Up campaigns that went global. They canceled trains over in Spain because of the work stoppage. As they had 10 unions demanded gender equality. I'm like, hey, ladies, if y'all can get more money, it's nothing but thumbs up for me. Everybody should be paid the same. As a black man, I understand the struggle. Now, I always am of that thought, though. So when they start talking about gender equity, see, I remember in this country when they were talking about suffrage and women's right to vote, but it was like white women's right to vote, not everybody's right to vote. It was kind of weird, right? Because they were like, oh, yeah, we give black people the right to vote, but they didn't give women the right to vote. But they didn't really give black people the right to vote. But then when they were fighting for women's right to vote, then the fight was to give white women the right to vote. So I'm just curious, what are we fighting for? Just curious. In the meantime, in between time, you try not to talk about it. But Donald Trump is hilarious. I thought that he couldn't get to the George Bush level that would just make me just laugh. Because Bush just make me laugh. But and this dude, he just comes off as just like crass and no class, right? He's going through employees like. No, you would hear of upheavals and, one or two people from an administration would move on or get reassigned or whatever. But this dude, do you get a month? Under Donald Trump, you get about a month. It's like 1 month. And can you like ask for your money up front? Like, well, I know you're gonna fire me, so just let me get my 100K up front. I got this month, and I'm gonna need to transition into something else. Because that's what it looked like with him. Like, you ain't got long. Homie reassigned his son-in-law. You ain't got clearance no more, so I don't know what the hell he did. Pissed off the daughter. Daughter got into an argument. Like, Daddy, he was not nice to me today. I asked him to give me an English muffin, and he gave me a croissant. And so, I'm mad at him. What? He didn't give you an English muffin? I'm taking his clearance away. That's right, I'm taking your clearance away.
Because that's how I can see how these conversations happen between them, right? It's like they on some other. Just some other craziness. And to make it worse, everybody's been talking about this shooting, right? And so what he did, he met with the video game industry representatives today. apparently he said last month, video games may play a role in mass shooting. But, because he said that. And then, psychologists come out with research that shows 80% of mass shooters did not show an interest in violent video games. Patrick Markey said, it seems like something that should make us safer, so it's totally understandable reaction. The problem is just the science, the data does not back up that they actually have an effect. See, because, yeah, they don't have any, it's not video games. All these shooters have been white supremacists. I mean, you're meeting with video game representatives, but I'm thinking he's more like, can I get a video game made for me? Because that's the only thing I can think of. Because ain't video game. There was never that discussion where they were like, man, he was heavy video game. No, all these shooters have been straight up cracker ass white supremacists. Nothing else. Every last one of them. Well, he had white supremacist paraphernalia, but he seemed to be a lone gunman, and he had mental issues. Yeah, we know. 99.9999999. Well, 100% the white supremacists have mental issues. Yeah. We kind of know that already. But if you didn't know, I, Mr. F the N-Word, here at Smooth Drama Radio, are here to tell you 100% of the white supremacists have mental issues. Thus, they go and shoot up innocent people who have done absolutely, positively nothing to them. That's kind of it. Ain't no more. I mean, I could try and add something, but no. Why would I do that? There's no need to add nothing. They're just mentally ill. But they're not playing video games. They're not video game enthusiasts. Video games have nothing to do in playing a role in mass shooting. White supremacy does. How's it? Can I just end the show now? That's it. I don't have nothing else to top that. No.
It's funny, right? I don't know what else you can say. Now, I did see something that was hilarious. They were talking about whatchamacallit, voodoo dolls, and what it is They're talking about allowing disgruntled staff to stab voodoo dolls of their bosses so that can help them feel less resentful and improve the quality of their work. And there was a study done on that. And this is according to the health and safety executive. More than 12 million Britons are forced to take time off work each year because of stress and anxiety, often caused by pressure from overbearing or abusive managers. So, rather than allowing staff to brood over their mistreatment, which can be detrimental to work, business experts have suggested that they should just be allowed to take their anger out on voodoo dolls. Now, raise your hand if, one, you want to be stabbing a voodoo doll at work of your boss.
raise your hand if that's how you feel. One. Second, if you're a boss, you're a manager, how cool are you with watching your co-workers, subordinates, stabbing voodoo dolls of you? Like, die. That would make for a positive work environment, right? Like, just come to work like, hey, I love you. I love you too. Hold on, homie. You stab this dog first. How you doing today? I was like, whoo. They researched that. That's kind of funny, actually. To talk about that. Like, yeah, we're gonna stab voodoo dolls of the boss in front of the boss. Yeah, that's not gonna get you fired. And that's going to make them feel better. Because I'm stabbing the voodoo doll of the boss. Yeah. On that note, I probably just need to go in on, get it over with. I'm going to break here. This is the homies, Radio Galaxy, new remix, Lithium.
I'm so happy, cause today I found my friend, there's my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, but so are you. People call me here, Sunday morning, every day, for all I care, and I'm not here. Light my candle in the shade, to God found God.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth.
right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the homies, Radio Galaxy, Lithium. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, I read something that was hilarious, right? The Prime Minister, new South African Prime Minister, I'm going to pronounce this hopefully right, Langhala Nene, I hope I did it right, has announced that the government will print billions of dollars worth of the national currency because he wants to hand it out to poor black folks so that, in his words, everyone will be rich. So, you know, he became the head of national tragedy to the cabinet. And so he said to fight poverty, going to force the Reserve Bank to print more money. I was like, wait till I move to South Africa. When he start passing the money, I'm going to take it and exchange it. It's like, why not? I mean, because it sounds funny, but if you think about it for a second, I mean, because money is an artificial construct, right? Money is an artificial construct. It's a figment of our imagination. We ascribe a value to something, and thus it becomes valuable. Thus, we have money. So, if more money is printed, more people have money to buy goods, and thus, as he says, everyone will be rich. Now, the article I read, they were, you know, like, oh, well, comparing his plan to like a 4-year-old child. But if I'm not mistaken, and somebody please correct me if I'm wrong, money is not based on anything. Remember they used to have the gold standard where gold, shiny rocks, that's what money was based on. It's not based on that. It has been that way for a long time, decades, right? Almost a century now. So, if money is based on the idea that we're here in the United States and we're a rich country, why not in South Africa? Why can't you say, hey, I'm going to print money, I'm going to give it to poor people so they can buy stuff? So technically, they have money, they buy stuff, they have goods, then they can do whatever and buy more goods and exchange more money and everybody's doing better. That's kind of how we live, right? We have value because we have given the idea of value. It's like the stock market, right? They say, oh, well, this stock is up. But why is this stock up? Like, Facebook has a stock. Facebook is what? It was where people come together and they share pictures. Bad ideas together. Snapchat, Twitter. People, it's just people talking to each other. Where's the ascribed value? The real value. But they, you know, they sell shares. I mean, pretty much anything that you buy and sell stock for, is there a real, I mean, we've seen The Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, you've seen all these different shows where this shit means nothing. It's just a concept. You're selling people the idea on their greed that, hey, we gonna make some money. So when the brother Nene is like, hey, we just gonna give a bunch of money to everybody. Now, International Women's Day. If a bunch of women would have said that,
If a bunch of women at them rallies would have said that, would it have been a crazy idea? I mean, because did we just do that here in the United States? Obama, too big to fail, and they bailed the banks out and gave them money because they lost money. It's kind of the same concept. They printed up money, right? They printed up money during that bailout, and they gave the money to rich people. And so they y'all lost a lot of money, but guess what? We're going to print up a bunch of money and give you money. They went on vacation in the Bahamas, and that was a true story. So if it works for rich white executives in America, why can't it work for black folks in South Africa? I'm just like, hey, Mr. Nene, wait for me. I'm moving to South Africa. Can I get some love? I'm there. You give out money, I'm taking money. Because I'm like, why not? Right? Why not? It makes sense to me. It makes total sense to me. And, shit, raise your hand if somebody said, I'm going to print up $1 million and give you $1 million, or you going to say no? Because you know what? Money's an artificial construct. And because we're in this poor country, we shouldn't print up money so that we can buy stuff. No, we should stay and remain poor. And remain poor because of a thought construct. Maybe it's technical, too technical. Oh, people say it. But printing money is what we do, and making more money, right? We've had how many movies where first the Queen Latifah in their movie where they stole the old money that nobody was going to be missing because we burn money. And then they, same thing, they just came out with another movie, Ice Cube's son, burning the money that they was going to burn, get rid of. They was going to steal it. Because money is an artificial construct. So you print it up and you give it to folks. They spend it. It works. Just saying. Sign me up, please. Can somebody please sign me up? I'll take it. Alright. But first thing I need to do is I need to handle my show business. This is the dumbass of the week here. Yeah. It didn't come out. There we go. It was stuck in there. Anyway, dumbass. It's not necessarily last week. He's more like the last of the decade. Sam, 19 years old at the time, ate a garden slug at a 2010 birthday party. The garden slug paralyzed him, though, and he couldn't care for himself. Unfortunately for Sammy, the slug was an uncommon disease, which is actually a very common disease, called angiostrangiolysis, otherwise called the rodent lungworm. Basically, what happens is the slugs secure the parasite when they ingest defecation from contaminated rats. Now, as we know, filthy creatures. And we know, slugs, you know, that's what they do. They eat education.
Together you've got to move, drummer.